Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Okay, so welcome everybody to this social dreaming matrix. I'm just going to repeat the task. The task is to express your dreams,
that is to say your nighttime dreams,
while reflecting upon the subject of climate change and artistic expressions of climate change. Allow your dreams to be expressed when you want and if you feel the need to. There's no turn taking. You simply express these dreams whenever you feel it's appropriate. Feeling that it's appropriate is just an instinct you have.
You may hear someone's dream
and that may trigger a desire in you to express
your own dream
because you feel there's some sort of connection.
You don't have to express the connection, you can just express the dream. In the course of the matrix,
you'll be interconnecting the dreams in your mind
and the images and feelings associated with the dreams, and as you get towards the end of the matrix, you'll probably have a sense of a kind of meaning emerging for yourself. Because of the interconnections you're making between the dreams.
We don't interpret those meanings, we don't express those meanings in the course of the matrix.
As people are expressing their dreams and images and feelings, you may have an association to those dreams, and that association may come in the form of some other visual image. It may be a photograph, an extract from a film, a spontaneous images that arises in you, and you can express those associations as well.
So it's about expressing dreams, and also it's about expressing associations, feelings, images, and ideas associated to those dreams. We make links and interconnections between the dreams, and in this way, we're hoping to create new thoughts. What is the first dream?
Well, I had two dreams last night, both slightly bizarre. So I went into the local post office store and asked the lady there if she could help. Sorry, we haven't been able to find Vera, but I believe she's not driving. She's actually rowing down the river in a boat. I'm feeling that we ought to be doing something about this. But I didn't know where she lived, apart from the fact that it was in Devon. I said, Vera, rowing down a river? She's far too frail for that. With two ropes attached to it, the second and shorter one involved... And she said she was bound to know somebody who'd be able to track her down. Sorry, we haven't been able to find Vera, but I believe she's not driving, she's actually rowing down the river. So I went into the local post office store and asked the lady there if she could help. But apparently the way she'd done it was that she had an inflatable snowman. She went into the back office, at the back of the shop, came out again and said, Vera, rowing down a river, she's far too frail for the feeling that we ought to be doing something about this. But I didn't know where she lived, apart from the fact that it was in Devon. And she said she was bound to know somebody who'd be able to track her down. An inflatable snowman in the bow of the boat. And if she pulled the snowman so that it bent forwards and let go, it sprung back and rode the boat. Hearing that a friend's great aunt Vera was driving when she shouldn't be because she was too old and frail. But apparently the way she'd done it was that she had an inflatable snowman in the bow of the boat, but I didn't know where she lived, apart from the fact that it was in Devon. And feeling that we ought to be doing something about this. End of dream.
Most of the molecule and atoms is space. Mm. There's nothing in it except energy. We think of it as solid, but actually it's just about energy repelling energy and floating in free air. Walking across a floor or an earth, and actually you're just walking across a piece of energy. What would need to change to be able to drop through that energy floor? Or that energy level?
Well, energy repelling energy. Aunt Vera's snowman. and the peculiar magical form of motion.
Apparently the way she'd done it was that she had an inflatable snowman in the bow of the boat with two ropes attached to it. And if she pulled the snowman so that it bent forwards and let go, it sprung back and rode the boat.
On the boat sailing, and the sea was incredibly calm and the wind was very, very, very small.
And I was getting out into the ocean and I realised that was beyond my capabilities, and this is somewhere.
And we were going very, very slowly.
And just seeing this band of water which was discoloured.
Sailing thing.
And I went down to the shore to go windsurfing. We were walking along the coast with a beautiful, calm bay.
So then somehow that metamorphosed.
And I went down to the shore to go windsurfing.
No, day before yesterday, of flying into Cardiff.
And out, around a perimeter, around this calmness, was a really complete ribbon of rough sea. It was just turbulent all the way around, but it never came any closer.
And I was getting out into the ocean, and I realised I was beyond my capabilities, and this is somewhere.
To an incredibly turquoise blue flat sea with a big wind, completely opposite.
And I was wondering if it was pollution. Pollution it was.
From this slowness and sitting, just drifting along on this, watching this rough sea.
But as I got to the windsurf, the waves were getting stronger and stronger. And we were walking on the coast of a beautiful, calm bay.
And kind of a bay, and looking out the window.
But the only thing was that we were sailing along at incredible speed, but under the water, and you could see them on, because it wasn't very deep, there were just these buried helicopters. And we were having to sort of zigzag between all these hulks of buried helicopters.
Should I try and turn back? Should I carry on? And I was outside of my abilities and my consciousness.
In order to increase the speed.
And just seeing this band of water which was discoloured.
But then thought, well, that's stupid, so switch the engines off, and then just had a much more calm sail, but still diving between these helicopters all buried in the water.
And there are quite a few ships around there. And
and then I was thinking, well, we're looking at the rough sea and thinking, well, actually there's no wind there other, it's just rough sea.
Causing this discoloration in the water.
The waves are getting stronger and stronger.
And at the same time, the odd one was that I had the engines on as well.
Should I try and turn back? Should I carry on?
He knew that people had died, and he knew that people had died. He couldn't do anything. He walked through a trance-like state, from another part of the city, on these steps. Me and friends were walking through.
And I got off on just the plane. There was this fuselage of the plane with no wings, just parked.
And yeah, there was a clear influence of terrorism, but it was also the plane was up there. And there were bodies, and there were bodies.
This thing looks really strange. It's taken up a lot of room on the road for no particular reason.
Like just face up in the water around this kind of shallowish porch.
On the road with wheels, so it's a little bit cartoony, but like a full Boeing 747.
It was almost like a cartoon airplane, but it wasn't, it was real.
I was down in Brighton, went down to Brighton suddenly, and no one really noticed it. I just thought, no wings and no tail.
It was like I was in a river and trying to hold on to the water as it went through my hands, and I'd scoop it where they were meant to be. It was hard trying to hold it back all the time. I was doing a Sudoku with Elvis. I dreamt all night and I kept waking up trying to hold on to the dream, sticking them in the thing, and then I'd come back and they'd change. It wasn't matching up to what it was meant to be.
I couldn't grab them, I couldn't get them back to it.
Wriggle through my things, I couldn't hold on to them.
I couldn't get them to stop.
And I did it again, and they would kind of turn to Elvis. What I really remember was this, trying to stop the water, or gather the water as it went through my thing.
Where they were meant to be, it was part of this, trying to hold it back all the time. And what I really remember was this, trying to stop the water, or gather the water as it went through my thing. And then I did it again, and they would kind of turn to Elvis.
Turning globe with the water literally turning it blue as it washes across. It's an image of cleansing. It's an image of the planet cleansing itself of us, as if we are something to be got rid of.
I heard the voice of my soul and pain. Coming from the deep, rushing up to the water,
and
it was a scream,
pure
fire.
I've just remembered I saw Etna, a volcano, so it's very black on the horizon with red and orange magma pouring out of it.
Walking in some very steep mountains.
Another woman.
With peaks that were really pinnacle shaped.
Sort of stepped casually, and she just stood there with a kind of grimace of a smile on her face, which was a face that was almost like a mask of nothing, you know.
And we were very careful minding our feet, but from above I just saw this young woman. Without looking where she was going, I plummet down parts of the footpath.
Walking in some very steep mountains, with peaks that were really pinnacle shaped. From above, I just saw this young woman.
Fast. Another woman.
And
I think young woman was standing on the next pinnacle across, very close to this wall.
Without looking where she was going, and plummeted down.
And she just stood there with a kind of grimace of a smile on her face, which was a face that was almost like a mask of nothing, you know. And that was her response.
Thank you.
I was travelling all night as well. I can't remember everywhere I went, but I know I was just travelling. At one part of the dream, I was in uniform, like I was some sort of representative, and I was checking in to fly, and I only had this white cloth bag with an enormous big brown sort of nut in it. Two palms printed on the outside of the bag, which I can see really clearly. Other points in the dream, still in the uniform, still with the nut. I was driving through somewhere very hot. Dusty, the windows were open, so I could really feel the heat entering the car, like almost like another passenger. Funeral, and when if I was interacting with anyone, I would say I was travelling to the funeral of Mother Earth. And I obviously had to deliver the nut to the funeral. I had a purpose, whichever bit of the journey I was on, there was a purpose to it. And the other reoccurring character was a young boy who I never saw his face, but I could tell you what trainers he was wearing, his trousers, and he had a really beautiful kind of golden glow. He had very white blonde hair.
Grey.
Turquoise blue.
Brown.
Yellow.
Blue. And he was really happy, and I kept seeing him. I saw him at the airport, noticed him. He was by the side of the road randomly in various places that I was driving through. So he was a reoccurring figure. So it felt highly symbolic. It was a very potent dream, and I felt that it had been sort of... It sounds a bit strange, but I felt it had been given to me because of the context of where I am. I didn't necessarily feel it was my dream.
I'd been to before, so when I wake up in a dream,
well, I had a dream about
place,
stairs.
I guess, like,
young people, I was being entrusted with the care of some toddler.
We
were in all these people, we gathered together. Square, but very tall, kind of tower,
huge hall,
with stairs going up,
round the house.
Tower.
And
it wasn't clear what the event was,
but
with no banisters, so as you went up, just drop or
evolution,
yeah,
some sort of
building.
Anarchy, a little
and,
bit like the late 60s.
The stairs were sort
and
of
something
incomplete,
was going to happen,
and
but you had
all
no
the bits of building material
and chilled out at the same time.
There were gaps in the stairs, and
so
you had to get ladders
space
to
all these
traverse the gap in the stairs to get further up.
And I was looking for my own little,
despite all the difficulties,
trapdoor entrance to my,
we seemed to be
my studio, which was in this place somewhere.
And I found it, and I opened
and
it.
And actually, I had quite a
and
feeling
I found
of
my way downstairs
almost omnipotence
by building materials of some kind.
Reminds me of a dream I had a few nights ago.
Someone was doing some building work.
Climbing up this very long ladder, which just went straight
down,
into the sky.
Down my entrance, and so I wasn't able to.
I think I had to go.
I was very angry, and I wanted to complain.
130 steps, and I was partly reminded by the magnification of that.
There was a bit of an anarchy in the air, and also it was Sunday.
So
I just walked around,
and
I found another door,
ladder steps.
And I opened that door, and
so
that
up
door
and up.
Brought me
to
out
the top.
To
there was
a
one of
rooftop,
those little
bright,
drawer cabinets where
Mediterranean
there's
type,
a frame, but the drawers are actually canvas or strong linen or something.
And a sea stretching
like
out
and
in front of
I had to fit
very,
into the
very,
top
very
drawer and I couldn't quite pull
top.
It out, so I had to kind of fold my body
and warm and sunny.
Into this
but
very,
I
very
enjoy that because I was still
thin,
looking for
narrow,
my own personal
object,
trying to find.
And yet I was at the top of this ladder and that was the job I had, was to kind of squirm my way inside. And
they were sort of, well, they, you know, they were spiraling around the ball, but it was incredibly intricate, beautiful structure, which I found very moving. And then I noticed where the, like the ladders on the stairs were sort of broken or only
half
formed.
You're talking about how many steps there were.
Microcosmic.
This reminds me, there's
molecule.
A number in my dream.
And
I
was wondering,
it's really hard to remember.
You know, what kind of stresses?
I think it was 1993.
They were never perfectly formed for some reason. But that image of the broken stairs reminded me of this imperfect but perfectly beautiful cellular structure.
And the other word that I was meant to remember was IDA. But again, I don't know why I was meant to remember that. I think that was IDER.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet.
Radia.fm.